Quick disclaimer. Later in the episode, I end up going into the movie Morbius. Now, during this Stone Telephone review of it, I accidentally was calling it Morpheus because fucking idiot. This dipshit Dal with a daily dumbass, by the way. Thank you for listening. But yeah, later in the episode, you're gonna hear the next segment where I'm calling the movie Morbius Morpheus. And I'm doing it quite a bit. And wasn't even aware that I was doing it. I knew the movie was called Morbius. I was just playing Stone Telephone, apparently. And I'm a dumbass. Every day. Some would say daily. But enough of that. Right now, we're going to talk about the South Park streaming wars. Now, if you're not familiar, there is a sort of streaming wars out there happening, whether it's Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Disney, Roku TV, whatever, Apple TV, everything. If you're a industry, you have a service. Now, the South Park streaming wars is a good episode. Just finished it. Came out a while back. These guys don't ever really disappoint. Excited. That on this episode of South Park, the return of Man Bear Pig. So, any of you guys who have been wondering what's been going on with that half man, half bear, half pig combination that likes to destroy stuff that's trying to destroy the environment. Man Bear Pig. If you're wondering what happened with Man Bear Pig, he makes his return in the newest episode of Streaming Wars. Now, when Streaming Wars started, I honestly thought that they were gonna bring in the Gangsta Mouse himself. Oh boy, let me tell you, pal, I was hoping I'd come in and pop some caps in some asses. But after the last thing that where we saw the Mouse Clubhouse, I believe he was fucking a pangolin. He was fucking a pangolin. But Pangolin, and whenever that was the last that we saw him. So whenever I thought streaming wars, I thought that's what we were going to be seeing. Zero mention of Disney, Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Disney, whatever the hell else. And it's a funny episode though. The city of Denver is not able to get water. They're going through a drought. And if you've never been somewhere that is going through a drought, it's very, very inconvenient. Whenever they come and they tack on a water meter on all of your houses, and whenever they tell you how much water you can or can't use throughout the year. Now, I know that this is a very privileged thing to bitch about, seeing how some places, shout out some of the places that have listened or people are using VPNs to listen from, those places don't have water. So the fact that they are like, how is it in America? You guys are able to say that you have a drought going on and you still get water. You have the ocean. How is it that in California you have a drought? But it's neither here nor there. Just bitching about some privileges because, you know, I have them. But the streaming wars, Denver can't get their water. They have to figure out where the river is breaking into streams, and from those streams, how that water could divert down into the city of Denver. So, the first place that the river is closest to is no other than Tegrity Farms. Tegrity Weed, Tegrity Weed. Integrity. Be sure to bring a towel. If you're going to the lake when it's hot, make sure you dry off with the towel. Thank you, Tally. Well, they end up visiting Integrity Farms, and Tally's nowhere in sight, but he has nothing to do with this, even though the whole fucking episode is about water. Come on, guys. That's the one thing that just came to me about this. But you would think that Tally would be helping these guys out. They're trying to figure out how to get it to go down. And everyone's calling Randy Marsh a Karen because he's being a total Karen for a while, up until he became the Karen of the South Park universe, I had thought that, like, my life might be trajecting into becoming Randy Marsh. And now I'm having to second think all of that. So that's how that goes. But, of course, it's at Taggarty, and it's showing Taggarty. He's just flooding his farms. Similar to the way that I used to see the farms in Kern County just blow the fucking waters out of all the fields, and then none of us could actually water our, you know, take a shower or do our dishes because we're worried about our water meter spinning out of fucking control. But he's flooding it and everything like that, and then some big hotshot from the city shows up, tells him that they'd be able to make some cashola if he proved that, if he could show that the runoff of the water is going down to the city. And he tells them to fuck themselves. Well, right across the street, there's a Creed. The fucking Tolkien's family farm, okay? And it's Token. Token's family farm. And they say that they could probably figure out something. So the boys, Stanley and Token, decide that they are going to build Token's dad a boat and let it drift on down to show that, like, that their streams go down there. So those boys started creating for the streaming service, and Token's dad started paying them, and then he needed more boats, so he started paying them more for the more boats. Well, you know, the boys are making a little bit of money, and then Karen, as Randy Marsh is being called in this episode, steps in, or he's wondering how he could start making money off of it, because Token's family is now making money off of it, and the boys happen to suggest that they've might have heard of someone using little boats to ship down the stream to prove that that water's theirs, and that they might be able to help them out with said thing. So now the boys are making content for two different streaming services. Now, if you're not familiar how this works, and like I mentioned VPNs earlier, you're paying for all these services. I'm doing the same thing right now. But you don't have to. I mean, if you just type in on your Google device, Netflix, or South Park on Netflix in other countries, and you will get a list that says, hey, South Park is playing in North Korea. South Park's big in China. South Park's big in the Mexican Joker community. You know, it would tell you all of this stuff. And you would just simply use a VPN. Shout out any VPN companies wanting to listen to me right now. Want to participate and be a sponsor. I'll just add your name in there. But you just use that. And then you're like, hey, how do I watch this? And how do I watch this show on something else that I'm already paying for? And you just decide to use your VPN, beam right on over to North Korea, where Daily Dumbass is the biggest podcast. Also in Amish country, if you want to do that. But the content that's only available to you in the United States is also available elsewhere. So it's really like a nice subliminal and in your face at the same thing if you're awake to any of the type of shit going on. But these countries, these corporations operate in different countries. Each country has their own different contracts. So if the Netflix of, say, Australia has a contract with the guys from South Park, and also the company in United States, Paramount Plus, has a contract with South Park, they could play all their shit on that other one. Now, obviously, Paramount Plus is getting the newer ones first because it's, it's owned by Viacom and everything, or Comedy Central, whatever the fuck. But they'll get the new ones, and then later that whole series will be uploaded. So right now, if you were in Australia or one of the countries, if you use your Google machine and want to watch South Park, you could watch it on whatever platform you already have. You don't have to sign up for fucking something else. Just get a VPN and shout out any companies. Right here would be the where you throw in the promo code dipshit, but that's how that goes. So on the show, the boys are being paid to make their content, which is the boats, and multiple services are paying them for said boats, and they're able to just keep racking in a bunch of money. But everyone thinks they're only making money from one service. And all these services know that they're all making money off of it, but it doesn't affect the other one's bottom line because they're all different corporations, different entities in different countries. So it's all just like a bunch of little, it's like an analogy of How to Train Your Dragon. Basically, all these streaming services are all the dragons just carrying all their food over to one other dragon. And that's how it works, you know. Shout out Anunnaki. I know you're listening from up in the sky. Whatever. That's how that goes. So it's funny. The way that I look at stuff is it's interesting whenever you've kind of broken certain barriers and your mind's broken, that you can sit there and be like, oh, this is how this idea is coming about because they're making multiple different things. And while this whole streaming war is going on and everyone's like, get on Hulu, get on Disney, get on Truly TV, I don't know, they are able to just get on all of them in different countries and keep on just racking in bucks. I mean, do what you gotta do, man. That's smart. That's like the Mr. Beast approach, where he's paying people in different countries to do his videos, like dub his videos with that country's language, because English isn't spoken in every country. It's not everyone's first language, believe it or not. So, like Mr. Beast is using in Japan a big anime person, a big person who does, not like a fat person, because not many of them exist in Japan, but he's using a voice of a person who's very popular in anime to dub over his voice in his videos. So, I mean, that guy's gonna get paid a hefty amount for just simply watching Mr. Beast's videos and saying exactly what Mr. Beast is saying in that native language. And then, Mr. Beast is making more money and getting popular because his shit's now playing over there. It's just a white dude with the Godzilla type of effect where his words aren't matching up. But, you know, that's how those movies go. That. Whatever. And so it's all interesting, you know? My mind's a weird thing. I wish I could actually pull it out and just look at it and be like, whoa, that's cool. You see all types of different parts lighting up or not lighting up. Just dead parts or parts where weeds growing, mushrooms underneath it. I don't know, okay? It's random rants, rambling. The rambling dandy, you got it. But check out South Park Streaming Wars. If you don't have Paramount Plus, because, you know, you're like, I canceled cable 10 years ago, and I ain't paying a cable bill. Now you're paying close to what you were paying for a cable bill, or more if you don't want commercials. And also, fuck you, Netflix. Now you're gonna be adding commercials, and then you're gonna up the price again. Why don't you just track people, you dumb fucks? Oh God, Netflix. Just change your name to Blockbuster, you dipshits. I can't believe this. You guys are gonna start doing commercials on Netflix? YouTube's gonna go up through the fucking roof. Like, people are just gonna get YouTube Premium and cancel everything else. I don't understand why I'm not doing that now. It's like I'm having these epiphanies as I'm speaking to myself on a satellite. That's right, people. I'm coming at you live from a satellite in space, 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 space. But this has gone on long enough. Thank you for listening. I was gonna have this at the end of the episode, and then I had to clarify that the next clip I'm saying the name of the movie wrong the whole fucking time. So, whatever. Yeah. Stay sleazy. Watched Marvel's Sony's Morpheus last night. Pretty interesting. I've fallen off of Marvel a bit, you know, but Morpheus was a little bit different. They didn't mention, there was no mention of the Avengers or no mention of Spider-Man. They had some subtle Easter eggs to the San Francisco, so that would probably be I haven't seen Let There Be Carnage, the second Venom, but you know, Venom takes place in San Francisco, so it's, hold on, taking a drink. It's based in the Spider-Verse. So with Morpheus roaming around and everything throughout the movie, I just thought it'd be pretty cool with it being in the multiverse of Spider-Man, Sony and Marvel, Columbia Pictures, whatever the hell. You know, it's not the same cookie cutter combo. It's this dude's a Crip, and he needs blood. That's how the movie sums up. Morpheus is a Crip in the beginning of the movie, and then needs blood to live. So it's kind of like an inner balance. Does he want to be a Crip, or does he want to be a Blood? I thought it'd be interesting if, with it being involved in the Spider-Man universe, if they would be able to have him and Venom having a conversation, and Venom's all like, "See, Eddie, he likes the blood. See, Eddie, the blood is good. He likes the taste." And Morpheus is like, "Well, I didn't really say I like the taste and everything." Jared Leto's performance in the movie was a lot better than, you know, Suicide Squad. It was a pretty good movie. I'm not saying it was like over the top or anything like that, but I like the darker movies. Yet to see the Into the Multiverse, the second Doctor Strange. But with this being a association, I feel like they would be able to go darker with the off-put ones. You know, whenever they do bring Deadpool into the mix of the Avengers thing, he'll might cuss and it be beeped. Like, he won't. I don't think Deadpool will have a major role in the Avengers. I don't think it'll be anything like the comics, where Deadpool acquires the whole Avengers team. I just don't think that that's really in the wheelhouse with it. I think it'll be like more cameos or something like that. But he's the rated R superstar. He's the passion of the Christ within. So, not sure, but, you know, Morbius, I've seen the comics, but never really looked into him. I might have played as him if he was on any of the past Marvel, Lego Marvel video games, because me and the kids have played those, but it's pretty interesting movie. You know, he's, like I said earlier, he's a Crip, he needs blood, and it's really gang of association in that sense, and it's a inner mingle of a white dude not knowing if he wants to be a Crip or if he wants to be a Blood, and so he's got to become a vampire, and you know, it's the struggle that all suburban kids have. They're like, "Oh, do I want to join a gang? Which gang? There's so many options. There's this gang that has this benefits. There's this gang, and their dental's really good. But, I mean, who knows?" And then they just decide, you know what, dude? I'm just going to be a fucking vampire and rock it like no vampire has before. it's cool because now, if they bring in Blade, he's going to be a vampire hunter, so he might be hunting down Morpheus. And that'd be an interesting way to keep Morpheus going. Like, they could kind of do a split movie where it could be like Blade, Morpheus 2. And then that introduces Blade as the hunter, and then he's hunting Morpheus, but Morpheus isn't doing anything wrong. He's just a simple Crip and Blood. Su-Wu, Crip-walking all through life. And yeah, that's what the dude's doing. Hey, comedy. But the movie's all right, you know. Trying to think any other standout things. A lot of for some reason, whenever it was doing like the attack scenes, the very first one, whenever he first becomes a vampire, spoiler alert, whenever he does become a vampire, and the first set of kills that he has, it reminded me of the movie Silver Bullet, based off of Stephen King's book, Silver Bullet. And that one's about a werewolf. And a different take on vampires. He doesn't sparkle, glisten in the sun. He's jacked, basically. As jacked as what Jared Leto could be. Which, you know, Jared Leto jacked and Ryan Reynolds jacked is way different than obvious Thor, Captain America steroids jacked. Not saying it's all steroids, but it helped. Yeah, they gave Captain America the mix that just didn't have the meth. It was like, oh, Hitler's taking the one that has meth and testosterone. Let's just give this guy solid rhino testosterone. It's basically what happened there. If you're not familiar with Captain America, that's what happened, is they shot him up with rhino testosterone. Yeah, this is Stone Telephone, so I watch something high, and then process it, get high again, and then relay the facts to you. So go and check out Morpheus. It's about a guy struggling to know if he's really a Crip or a Blood, and then he settles down and just becomes a vampire. And his other friend, who was a Crip early in life, from the streets, then he decided that he wanted to be a Blood. So he had an internal struggle, and he ends up wanting to become a vampire. So I guess I'll have to do a whole different thing where in the very beginning I say it's a spoiler. But, I mean, no one's listening. So, yeah. Go and watch Morpheus to the Baker's Dozen that is listening. Baker's Dozen strong. Baking it till you make it. I don't know. But yeah, this has been Stone Telephone with Dipshit Dal talking about Morpheus on the Daily Dumbass. Check it out on YouTube. I've just been doing random shit on there, trying to just somewhat slip into the algorithm. You know, the channel's been up for about a year. Hardly any of it's podcast related. It's just mostly shit that I'm editing together at that point. It's dumbass videos. Not daily, but on some days. Some would say it's daily dumbass. YouTube.com/daily dumbass, that is. Follow us on the gram. MySpace X, a.k.a. Twitter. Whatever happened to that guy? Is he not... Is Elon not bringing back Tom to be my top friend? What the fuck, Elon? Well, I called Tom, and Tom didn't answer. So, it's not gonna be a Tom. I don't know. Yeah. This has only been about 10 minutes, so maybe this will be a shorty. Or, I'll do a extendo. Yeah, I'll end up doing an extendo. Yeah, we'll be back after a word from the sponsor.